This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. China hit a tiny bit of a milestone last month. Its service sector, that's stuff like retail and banking, travel, those kinds of things, in all about 60% of its economy, well, it grew in May for the first time since the beginning of the year. So good news for Chinese workers, also good news for the Chinese government, which is prioritizing job security as that economy gets back up to speed. But as so often happens, the law of unintended consequences would like a word here. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack explains from Shanghai.
IT worker Eric Chen says he survived a round of layoffs at work just before the pandemic hit China in January. Then mid-April came.
My direct supervisor pulled me into a meeting room and said, "I hope you can start looking for another job."
Eric says his boss gave him at most 2 months to hand in his resignation and suggested don't fight back.
My direct supervisor said it in a nice way. He reminded me that I need a good reference from the company to get a new job.
He says it felt like he was being pushed out. Same for Zhang Xianfeng, who worked at a cell phone plant for Lenovo, a Chinese firm that purchased Motorola and IBM's personal computers division. Overseas clients had been canceling their orders, so Zhang Xianfeng didn't get as much overtime.
In a week, I'd work a couple days and then have 2 to 3 days off.
With fewer hours and no overtime pay, his earnings dropped by more than half, so he resigned, as did, he says, dozens of other workers late last month.
On the surface, it looks like we're resigning, but what the factory is doing is a mass layoff.
That's what advocacy group China Labor Bulletin has been hearing, too, from factory workers in other parts of the country. If they resign, then companies don't have to pay compensation. But some employees feel there might be other reasons. Again, IT worker Eric Chen.
As long as a company doesn't lay off workers during the pandemic, the government will give the firm preferential policies or subsidies such as tax rebates. That's why no company wants to be seen cutting jobs.
Eric could take his case to the Labor Bureau, though he won't, because he lives in a city of 11 million, bigger than the population of Greater LA, but small by Chinese standards.
In a small city, going through the Labor Bureau could hurt my reputation in the job market.
Plus, fighting for his rights would take time. Time, he says, that would be better spent finding a new job. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.